From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says he hopes the newly arranged talks between North and South Korea will go beyond the subject of the Olympics. Meantime, the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, appearing on ABC News, spoke about tweets by President Trump coming back at North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who had said he had a nuclear button on his office desk that puts the U.S. within range of a nuclear weapon. Soon-Yun Lee is a Korean studies scholar at Tufts University.
The U.S. is trying very hard to send North Korea a stern message. I think the U.S. feels a bit cornered by recent developments.
He's referring to the apparent detente between the North and the South. Here's U.S. CIA Director Mike Pompeo.
The North Koreans are behaving out of fear. That is, they are very concerned that America, for the first time in an awfully long time, is serious about denuclearizing the peninsula. And I think they're trying to find a foothold, trying to find a place to reach out. And we'll just have to wait and see.
Talks between North and South Korea set for tomorrow. Iranian parliament met in closed-door session Sunday to hear reports on the deadly protest in the country, considering economic conditions that spawned the demonstrations. More than 20 people have died in those demonstrations, well over 1,000 jailed. At least one person was killed in Sudan during protests sparked by the rise in the price of bread. Protesters block roads, burn tires, clash with police who responded with tear gas. Bread prices have more than doubled after the government decided to remove subsidies and halt the importation of grain. Sudan has been seeing sporadic public protest in the past few years about austerity measures. This is VOA News. Syrian government forces and allied militiamen advancing on the last remaining rebel-held territory in the country's north, forcing thousands of civilians to flee toward the border with Turkey. Offensive on Idlib was expected after the defeat of the Islamic State group late last year. Last week, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the main military operations against IS in Syria have ended and signaled that the focus now will shift to al-Qaeda-linked militants. We asked University of New South Wales Mideast lecturer Anthony Billingsley if this is a new chapter in Syria's long and deadly civil war.
I think it's an inevitable step. I don't think we should be surprised by it. Assad would be wanting to regain control of as much of the country as he possibly can, and so this is a logical step. It secures his control over access to Aleppo. It also presents a bit of a challenge to the Turks, who have been demonstrating quite a bit of interest in dominating the northern part of Syria for their own interests.
Meantime, at least 23 people, some of them civilians, killed in a car bomb, rebel-held city of Idlib on Sunday, no group claiming responsibility. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu eased around a threatened U.S. aid cut to Palestinians, stopping short of backing any immediate funding halt, even as he called again for dismantling a U.N. agency created to help Palestinians. I completely agree with President Trump's criticism of the United Nations Relief and Work Agency. It's an organization that perpetuates the Palestinian refugee problem. It also enshrines the narrative of the so-called right of return and a bid to eliminate the State of Israel. The news site Axios is reporting Washington had frozen $125 million in funding for the UN agency founded in 1949 to aid Palestinian refugees, still a main provider of educational and health services in the Gaza Strip. U.S. State Department official denied the Axios report. Golden Globes see a black and red on the red carpet on Saturday night, as women attending wore the color in solidarity with the advocacy group Time's Up, an initiative to fight sexual harassment in Hollywood and in the workplace nationwide. Actress and media mogul Oprah Winfrey, nominated for a Golden Globe in 1986, is the recipient this year of the Cecil B. DeMille Award, which is given annually to an individual who has made an incredible impact on the world of entertainment.
That's the latest world news from VOA.